Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing's Bad Santa, the Cascadian Dark Ale that brings holiday cheer to your glass. Get on the naughty list with Bad Santa.
Yeah, today's Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing Company. This year, give Santa what he wants. Forget the milk with his cookies. Pair it with Northwest's favorite festive beer, Bad Santa Cascadian Dark Ale. PelicanBrewing.com, born at the beach. We have a lot to get to here in the program. We'll talk about the other college football playoff games. We haven't even gotten to Bama and Oklahoma. And
two great games this weekend.
Miami and A&M.
Yep.
We'll do a little preview of the Texas Tech Orange Bowl, but also kind of a recap with our good friend Mike Jorgensen. Jorgie, as we all know him on the broadcast, one of our favorites. Jorgie, good morning. Thanks for hopping on. We always appreciate the time we can get you. When's the last time you ate cookies or had a glass of milk together?
Oh, gosh. I'll tell you what. I mean, milk and cookies is tough to pass up anytime, right? Yeah. A little ginger snaps or Christmas cookies or some of the frosted stuff they have up in the press box. They don't ever have any milk, though, up in the press box. That's the one thing I don't, you know, I love the cookies, but it's either Pepsi or coffee and I have to sugar that thing up. So
now are you a fundamentalist on milk? Are you a Jim Harbaugh whole milk, get that candy ass 2% away? Or are you pretty open-minded? Like, will you dip a cookie in almond milk, for example?
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Almond milk with a cookie? I mean, 2% maybe. I don't go whole milk, you know. It's funny. My grandpa and grandpa had a dairy farm in eastern Idaho. So when we would go over there from, you know, eastern Oregon, it was great just skimming that cream off the top of the milk and having it with whatever you wanted. But I don't do that anymore. I gotta keep this lean, mean machine moving. So kind of like candy.
Nowhere close to that. Jorgie is looking good, though. He was a psycho down there in shorts on Saturday.
That's
it was cold,
about
man.
Almond milk.
Look, he's tough. He's Eastern Oregon tough. We're not going to bring up the time he brought an umbrella over to the pregame set, but that's okay. Everybody's forgotten about that. We've all moved on. Nobody needs to remember that story. Jorgie, let me ask you about this. So the game happens. It almost was the inverse of the game that I was expecting, and we talked about, because all the numbers pointed to JMU's strength being their defense. And then you get just, I mean, it was like a touchdown every three plays in the first half. It felt like anything Oregon wanted to do, they scored. And the weakness of JMU's team was their offense, and their offense really the entire game. I mean, they had some lulls there in the middle where they're three and outs, but, you know, the beginning, couple of chunk plays, the second half with the backup defense in, like, they moved the ball. It was kind of the inverse of the game that I was expecting, but a comfortable win nonetheless for Oregon. What were your big takeaways from Saturday night?
Yeah, you know, I think the feeling of a little bit of complacency there in the second half, and I've heard the coaches say that word, and I thought it really fit, is the frustrating thing about it. You know, it's one of those ones where you get out to a 34-6 lead at halftime, you feel like you can just step on the gas pedal and just jump it out to the 50s, just based on how easy things were in the first half offensively against a defense that was highly rated, but hadn't seen teams like Oregon, you know, consistently during the season. And it showed, as Oregon was just explosive in the first half. They averaged almost 15 yards a play, didn't run a ton of plays, scored on their first five times they had the ball. It just felt like it was going to be a blowout. And then all of a sudden, James Madison just kind of hung around. You know, they never got closer than the final score. But at the same time, it was one of those frustrating type of second halves where they just made play after play, made big plays too. Which is exactly what they needed, because if Oregon forces James Madison into 10, 15 play drives, you know, that they maybe get a couple of scores if they have to go all the way down, but they kept popping these 20, 30, 40 yard plays and, you know, 99 yard drive to finish the game. I mean, it's just, so, you know, it almost seemed like it played right into maybe what Coach Lanning and Tosh Lupoi and some of the guys want. And that is, you know, if it's too easy, you think you're going to just roll right into the Orange Bowl for the first time and against a Texas Tech team that's really salty, and just have it be the same way as the James Madison game. So, you know, I don't know if it was planned that way, but boy, the end of it kind of left a bad taste in your mouth, and you know, something to build off of, always something to be able to work off of.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, our Daily Ticker guest today is Mike Jorgensen. You can catch him on all the Oregon broadcasts. He gets ready to call the Orange Bowl in just a couple weeks. Be it the first time the Ducks have been at the Orange Bowl. Get to take on Texas Tech. Looking forward to the matchup. So, you're subscribing to kind of what Lanning and Lupoi were talking about of keep the gas down, keep the foot on the throat type stuff, and that's fine. I would ask you then, what concerns you based on what you saw in the second half of Oregon going ahead against Texas Tech?
Well, I guess if nothing else, it's rolling into an Orange Bowl, getting outscored 28-17 in the second half. It's that piece of it right there. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people said, yeah, but isn't the goal just to win the game and move on? Yeah, and they won it in convincing fashion. And I think a majority of the,
you know, national pundits out there that I was listening to on the way home from the stadium are, you know, were saying the same thing they said about the Tulane Mississippi game, you know, and the teams like Tulane and like James Madison shouldn't be in it, and it was a boring game, and everybody shut it off at halftime. Well, we were there for the second half, and it didn't feel real good. And so it's just, to me, it's one of those ones you don't want to roll into your next game with a bad taste in your mouth. And yet that might be the motivator that, that Coach Lanning and Lupoi and everybody else uses to make sure that these guys are ultra-focused when they go into that Orange Bowl game. And, you know, first appearance in the Orange Bowl, first for Texas Tech, too. It's Texas Tech's first time in the playoffs. And it's going to be interesting to see how that game, playing that game in between the end of the season and the Orange Bowl, which Oregon was able to do this year and not last year, versus Texas Tech, who's had all that time off. You know, do they focus on making sure they knock the rust off? I think Oregon at least had a chance to get out, get some game, get some get a game in between instead of taking 30 days off, which just isn't natural in the middle of a football season or at the end of a football season.
Yeah, and we talked on Saturday, Jorgie, about their offense, Oregon's offense, and, you know, getting some of these guys back and how that really allows them to be you know, it gives you more options and things you could do in terms of personnel than they've had maybe in their time. I'm just curious to ask you, one, on the receivers who have carried the weight here in the last half of the year. I mean, Benson, what a game for him. McClellan, that touchdown catch in the back of the end zone when there should have been DPI. I think there was holding, but that was also DPI in my mind. Just unbelievable catch. What you saw from those guys, and then how, you know, it was such a small sample size. I think I saw Gary only played 8 or 9 snaps. DeCorian wasn't a ton either. We did see Evan Stewart go through warm-ups on the field, but then back out in street clothes during the game. What'd you make of that position, the way the guys are playing and staying hot, and then in the brief action that they did see, what you saw from the banged-up wide receivers?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the guys that have been hot stayed hot, and they just continue to be a key to the offensive success. You know, I think if you can get DeCorian Moore and get Gary Bryant up to, you know, up to speed with everybody else, that's great. But I also think it was one of those ones where they probably could have put him in a lot more. They probably could have targeted those guys a lot more, but they didn't need to. I mean, with Malik Benson just running past people, I would say somewhat busted coverages, but frankly, he just was so much more athletic and fast than the DBs for James Madison. They were easy throws for Dante Moore to be able to make. And then you get Jamari Johnson making the plays that he's making. And, you know, the one thing that I felt was missing wasn't necessarily the two wideouts, even though I think the more that they can contribute, and frankly, putting, you know, DeCorian Moore on the field, the first play he gets out there, he gets in, he dukes it out with the defensive back. The defensive back almost wanted to wake him up and say, hey, you know, welcome back to the game type of deal. And he'll get after it too. I mean, he's the type of guy who will get after it. But you're going to need those guys sooner or later. And frankly, when DeCorian Moore steps on the field, a lot of attention has to be paid to him, whether the ball is thrown at him, whether he's targeted or not. But Kenyon Sadiq, I think, is the guy in the upcoming games and in the upcoming game with Texas Tech that's got to be a target for Oregon to be able to get the ball in his hands in more than just a wide receiver screen. And, again, everybody else has filled in well. Malik Benson, I mean, what a player he has become in the second half of the season, whether it's the catch at Iowa, the punt return against USC, the catch against Washington, you know, two long touchdown passes in the game against James Madison. He has really shown up and really, frankly, has become the go-to guy.
Jorgie, is it? I watched this weekend on Sunday. We had Cincinnati go play Miami against the Dolphins, and it ended up being 45 points Cincinnati scored because they went from playing in 0 degrees at home last week against the Ravens to 80 degrees and sunny against the Dolphins. I'm curious, for Jorgie, who wears shorts everywhere and anywhere,
oh, he's going to be living it up.
Do the shorts get shorter the hotter it gets? Like, are we talking about like boxer brief level shorts for you in Miami?
Not at my age, I can tell you that. it would be cool if I was like 25 years younger. I'd shorten them up a little bit just to get a laugh. But, you know, when you get north of 60, that's not what you want to be doing.
Long ball Mike, yeah, man. No.
Let's go,
Mike.
Baby. Are we looking forward to New Year's Eve in Miami? Is that a good bucket list one for you?
Yeah, I can't wait to get down there. It's going to be great. And I think the team's really excited to play, get in some good weather, and fans are going to be excited to get down there. And so I really look forward to it. It's a great opportunity for this team against the Texas Tech team is really good, really, really good on defense. I mean, the common denominator now for these teams that are left in the playoffs for the most part is defense.
Yeah.
The teams that have tremendous defenses week in and week out, and Oregon didn't unfortunately show it in the second half this last week, but you know, all season long they've been consistently good, been one of the top defenses in the country along with Texas Techs. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that game plays out because I think both teams are going to play at a really high level.
Now, we're looking forward to it, man. Oregon-Texas Tech should be a lot of fun at the Orange Bowl. Mike Jorgensen, you hear him on the broadcast. You hear him on that one for the Orange Bowl here on 105.1 FM, The Fan. Jorgie, it's great to get you on whenever we can. Great call this past weekend. Have a good call for the Orange Bowl. Happy holidays, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Look forward to talking to you again. Thanks. All
right. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.